What If World is supported by our sponsors and by listeners like you on Patreon.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, "Mick, my kid loves your show." But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about. Bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today is a really special episode because I've got one of my greatest old friends here. He's not that old, but he's been my friend for a really long time, Sydney Hollis.
Hey! I'm excited to be here. This is going to be a lot of fun, Eric.
Great. I'm so excited. Folks, you might not know, but Sydney Hollis is one of the greatest improvisers alive.
Oh, boy.
I think that's safe to say, right?
I mean, I say it, but I don't know. I've never heard anyone else say it.
Well, he's certainly one of my favorites because I used to do improv with him, and I wouldn't have gotten where I am today improvising stories if I hadn't spent 4 or 5 years doing improv with Sydney in New York.
And are you, Eric? How are you?
Oh, thank you. But I don't want to bore all you folks with the many details and our misadventures. I just want to play Jocelyn's question.
My name is Jocelyn, and I really like giants, and I wanted to know, what if bears can turn into giants?
That was Jocelyn, and she wanted to know, what if giants could turn into fairies, and fairies could turn into giants?
Thank you so much, Jocelyn, and I know you've called in a bunch of times with different questions, so I'm really excited we get to answer yours today. Sydney, what do you think about giants and fairies?
I'm excited. Those are both really fun, what's the word, beings to think about and
yeah.
Being in the same realm.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever actually had a proper giant in What If World, but we have many fairies already. Lots of kids seem to love them. So we might see some of our favorite old characters, but because Sydney's here, I know we're going to meet some new friends.
Oh.
Are you ready, Sid?
I'm ready. I'm excited. Let's do this thing.
All right. Okay, let's find out what if giants could turn into fairies and fairies could turn into giants.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Once upon a time, there was a giant, and his name was...
Igor.
Oh, Igor. I forgot all about Igor the giant. You see, a lot of people forget about Igor the giant. He may be big, but he's kind of quiet. A little awkward, right?
Oh, yes, he's quite awkward.
And Igor had a few friends that thought just about the same thing.
Hey, Igor, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
It was his friend, Ralph. Well, I don't know if you could call him a friend. Ralph was the kind of big, strong, manly giant that used to pick on other kids. They were in the schoolyard, of course. It was recess. I was thinking we should play some, kickball.
Kickball? I don't know if kickball's for me. I get so worried about kicking it that I can't do it.
I wouldn't worry much about that, Igor. We were gonna have you be the ball.
Me?
Ralph picked up Igor and rolled him up into a little soccer ball shape.
Here we go.
He booted him halfway across the schoolyard, and he came to land by a little fairy whose name was Pixicato. Hey, Igor, what's going on?
I'm playing kickball. I'm the ball.
Did you want to be the ball, Igor? You don't look very happy.
I didn't really want to be the ball. I think Ralph took advantage of me and kicked me out of the park.
Why don't you come play with us? We were just playing a round of fairy stones. Why don't you just come right in the middle of the fairy circle and you'll be the head stone?
I one time saw you guys playing fairy stones from the bushes, but I figured because I was a giant, you guys wouldn't let me play. And then when I went home, I told my brothers and sisters about having seen that.
Hey, Igor, how was school today?
I found out about this really cool game called Fairy Stones.
Fairy Stones? That sounds like a fairy game.
It looks fun, and I don't think you have to be a fairy to play it.
Igor, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but fairies are the only ones that can play fairy games. Giants have to play games like Snort the Carrot and Sit on the Lump and, eat the Rope.
Those games are okay, but something about fairy stones and how you get to be creative when you play is kind of appealing to me.
Too good for Snort the Carrot. That's Igor.
This feels like a trick.
Oh, no, it's quite okay. Just get right in the middle. Sit on the center stone in the middle of the circle.
Okay, like this?
Yes, you're doing great. Pixicato started dancing a circle around Igor, who was feeling a little nervous and sweaty and bruised and dirty, but he kept playing the game, or at least what he thought the game was. Alakazam, a fairy I am! And with one last twist of her wand, fairy powder spread all over Igor, turning him into, you guessed it, a fairy himself!
Oh my, I'm a fairy!
Yeah, you've really never watched this game all the way through?
I just saw you guys dancing around on some rocks, and it looked like something that I would like and be good at. I can't believe I'm a fairy now. What am I going to do?
You turn into a fairy. Then it's up to you. I don't really know. We've never played Stone Fairy. That's the reverse of the game.
Right, because Stone and Fairy are swapped.
Yeah, I guess we really don't know what would ever happen, so it's maybe a little too dangerous. I think you're just going to have to be a fairy for a little while, see how it goes.
My goodness, I've got the mind of a giant and the skin of a fairy.
Igor was a little nervous being a fairy, but the recess bell rang and it was time for him to get back to class. The classroom they went to just then was art. Murals were being painted, and of course, being What If World, they were coming to life right before their very eyes.
Hello everyone, welcome back from recess, welcome to art class.
It was Professor Girardon.
I'm really not big into art class. Could I just go around kicking Igor again?
Now, Ralph, that's not how we act in art class. Now, put on your smock, one arm in and one arm in, okay? You have a giant smock for a nice giant.
Thank you. It's tight around the midsection. Where is that Igor, anyway?
Let's do a head count. We have 1, 2, 3 students, 4 students, 5 students, 6 students. Well, the right number of students are here, but there is one more fairy than usual and one less giant than usual.
That's unusual.
Professor Girardon?
Yes?
We have, She looked over to Igor, and he shook his head furiously. We have a new student. His name is, Igor, what's your name?
Call me.
His name's Call-Me.
Perfect. He'll never know.
And so Professor Girardon went on teaching the class.
So students, today we are going to work on our watercolors. We're going to paint something happy, and maybe a theme should be the sea.
The children all through the class got very excited. except, of course, for Ralph.
Ugh. Is there a problem with painting something happy from the sea? Don't you like the waves and the sand and the sun?
I don't know. That kind of seems like fairy stuff to me. I don't want to paint happy, goofy stuff like that. I want to paint monsters biting other monsters.
Well, Ralph, giants can be nice, too. You know, Professor Zepardon, I was saved by a giant once at sea. Oh, help me! Help me! I was painting on this little dock, and the dock broke free from the ground, and my easel acted like a sail, and I'm out here in the middle of the water.
Why don't you just stand up like me?
Oh my goodness, that rock was a giant just standing in the water up to his neck.
Oh, you, I get it. You're little.
I am little compared to you, and I'm pretty average for a human.
I'll save you this time, but remember this story, and when you tell it, make sure I'm doing something really cool, like blasting rockets out of my butt or something.
That's cool? I have so much to learn about giant culture.
You're the artist. You make it cool when you tell the story.
So students, there I was in the middle of the angry seas, my easel acting as a sail, and then this giant came along, and he was so cool. He was wearing sunglasses and a leather jacket, and if he'd had a motorcycle, it would have been the perfect image, but we were in water, so he didn't. And he threw his hands through his hair, and he said, "I'll save you, Professor."
Wow, I guess giants do love the water sometimes.
And they can be happy sometimes. Take that as a note, Mr. Ralph.
Oh, okay.
And so the students got out their watercolors, which of course were just waters that the pixies and fairies changed to different colors, and they splashed over their canvases and worked out this scene or that. And Igor, he'd never painted as a fairy before, but you know, he ended up being quite proud of his art.
Look what I've made.
Wow, it's like a beautiful pile of mud?
It's a sand castle. No, not even a castle. It's a sand town.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
And Ralph stomped over behind them, looking down at the canvas.
Oh, that is some fairy stuff right there. If I painted a town, it'd be blown up and then be giants stomping on it.
Well, you see, Ralph, if that is your name.
Why are you suddenly skeptical of my name? What's your name?
Call me. My name is Call Me.
Call Me's a really weird name.
Oh, and Ralph's not? How many other names have PHs in them?
Stephanie.
Phoebe.
Phoebe. You're right, not many.
So, Ralph, this little town is so secret that giants don't know about it. And some fairies spend their whole lives trying to find out where it is.
And as he was talking about the town, Igor happened to put his finger upon the canvas, much to Professor Gepardon's dismay.
Call me, be careful! You know, you touch a painting and you might end up inside of the world!
Pixicato, Ralph, and Igor, also known as Call Me, got sucked into his little town. Pixicato didn't seem too worried, being more familiar with magic. But Ralph, well...
I'm freaking out. See, when I make art, it doesn't really, you know, capture you like this. Call me, what should we do? You're a fairy.
This might be a bad time to tell everyone, but I'm actually a giant. It's me, Igor. I've been turned into a fairy. I'm as clueless as you are right now.
What? You turned into a fairy, and then you got us stuck in this world, and you don't know how to get us out?
This is all true.
Pixicato, any ideas?
Well, one of the rules of fairyhood is that you can't undo another fairy's magic. I'm afraid he's got to figure this out by himself.
Me figure this out? I was just a soccer ball that Ralph was kicking around earlier, and now all of our fates depend on me?
Hey, maybe that's an idea. What if I turn you into a soccer ball and I kick you right out of this painting?
Well, Ralph, I don't know much, but I do know that I don't want to be a soccer ball again.
And Ralph decided to go around stomping on sand huts just to make himself feel better.
Help!
Oh, excuse me. I just was going on a standard giant rampage. Who are you?
My name is Post. and I live here.
Oh.
Ralph bent down very, very low to see little Post. She was really just a post, sticking up out of the ground. It seemed like all the street signs in this town were alive.
Yay, please quit stepping on us. It's me, Ahoy Street. We may be imaginary, but that doesn't mean we don't have rights.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't step on you guys under one condition.
What?
You gonna tell me how to vamoose get out of here?
We have to tell you how to get out of our world?
Yeah, I thought that's how it worked. I don't know.
Pixicato flew over and started using her fairy magic to repair the various houses of sand that Ralph had destroyed.
Ah, thanks!
Oh, that feels so much better.
But it didn't seem like any of the street signs or houses could really give them directions out of here. You know, you got us here with a painting. Maybe there's something there.
Oh my goodness, I just had an idea because of your idea.
I just had an idea. I'm gonna take a nap.
Ralph, I think that's good.
And Ralph clocked out.
I think the reason that I painted this painting was because everything felt so right in this little world. So if I paint our world, the world where we really live, but I paint it where it feels right, then that'll magically take us back because everything will be good.
By magic rules, that's pretty sound logic. And so, Call Me, aka Igor, set about with his new painting. He picked up sand and fairies changed it to this color and that, and he painted on the ground, making a bigger and bigger canvas of their classroom. He made Gepardon, their teacher. He painted Ralph and Fairlies, and then he got to himself, and he couldn't quite decide.
Am I a giant? Am I a fairy? I like being a giant, but I just want to be different. All those crazy games aren't for me.
Just then, Ralph woke up with a snort.
Sorry, I had a carrot up my nose. Is anyone hungry?
And he held out the carrot to Igor.
You don't want to play carrot snort?
I don't know if I do. If I was going to play the game with this carrot, I would decorate it with ribbon and make it into a fun baton to throw around.
That actually does sound kind of fun, and you don't even need ribbon. It's already covered in bugs.
Oh, Ralph, at least you're trying, I guess.
Yes, at least he's trying. They looked back at the painting. They saw the clock in the painting start to move. It was getting towards the end of the school day.
Okay, I think I figured it out. I'm gonna paint myself as a giant, but a giant who's playing games like Fairy Stones or this new carrot baton game. And I don't have to play snorts and rock headbutting just because I'm a giant. I can do these other things.
And so he finished painting himself. And he was a more confident-looking giant than he ever remembered seeing. And as he put the last touch of colored sand upon the canvas, whoosh, they were all sucked back into the classroom.
Whoa!
Gepardon ran up to the three of them.
You are back, my students. And wait a minute. Two fairies and one giant left here, and two giants and one fairy come back. Professor Gepardon, very confused.
Well, you see, Call Me has the body of a giant, but he's got the heart of a fairy, and it saved us all.
Well, even though it sort of doomed us first,
it saved us all!
It's called me? Really, Igor? Yes, it's been me this whole time.
And all the class gave a cheer.
Yippee!
Whoa!
Yeah, he's actually a pretty good artist for a giant.
I didn't think giants could draw.
And Pixie said, giants can do lots of awesome things. Just like, even though I'm a pixie, sometimes I like to roughhouse and play sports. They got out back to the schoolyard, the three new friends really enjoying spending some time together.
Hey, Igor, you know, I was thinking maybe you would want me to be the soccer ball for a change.
Wow, really, Ralph?
Hey, you opened my eyes and you made my carrot into a booger baton, so I owe you big.
Well, how about this? You don't have to be a soccer ball. Maybe you could be a canvas and I could paint a picture on you with washable paints, and it'd be kind of funny.
That sounds great!
And Ralph lifted up his shirt and out rolled his big, giant, hairy belly, which he gave a smack.
All right, let's get started.
Pixie Cotto gave a sigh. Maybe we'll pick this up tomorrow?
I'm glad you've discovered the joy of painting, kids,
said Professor Gepardon, handing Igor a paintbrush and a razor. The end. All right! Jocelyn, I hope you liked your story. Sydney, how was that? Did you have fun?
That was great. I got sucked into these little worlds.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad. It's always so much fun to tell a story with a friend. Sydney, before you go, is there anything you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, in addition to involving myself in the improvised arts, I do consider myself sort of an apparel designer.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
Well, I have this men's apparel company called Straw Couture, and you can find that at strawcouture.com.
And folks at home, strawcouture.com is really fun to check out. It's basically kid-friendly, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no adult language or anything. It's sort of a spoof on modern-day fashion.
Check out Straw Couture. I really, really loved it. If you've ever spent any time in New York, it'll entertain you. You're going to like it.
You're too kind, Eric.
Oh, you were too kind for being on my show. All right, folks, I'm going to let Mr. Sydney go, and hopefully we'll see him again soon.
I'd love that.
Take it easy, Sid. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my editor and producer, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for the best theme song in the universe. Until we meet again, keep wondering.